One queen, two sides, one me, Vusaya. Oba. You up? Okay, I don't know the words.
I don't know that song.
It's Gemini. Mm. Wale. Oh. I know it when the music playing. Yeah. But I don't have the lyrics in front of me, y'all. But y'all get it. It's Gemini season. Get with it or get lost.
Before she gets too far off. Welcome to another episode of Real Spill.
We can't make this up. How are y'all doing this May? Today? Yesterday? Right now, how are y'all doing?
That's good.
That's wonderful.
So glad to hear that.
That's wonderful. I don't know. Hopefully you didn't say nothing bad. If you did, you got it. You got it, friend.
We praying for y'all.
Yeah. Keeping you lifted up.
Always.
Okay. But as I just said briefly, it is Gemini season. So again, I know that there's a couple, it's a lot of you Gemini haters out there in the world. And I just want to let y'all know, how can I say this nicely? You can eat a big bowl of hot dicks, okay? Because
that's such a Gemini thing to say. So evil.
Actually, we're not.
How you go from so sweet just now to you can eat a big bowl of hot dicks?
That's just my truth. That's my truth. And I can't fake it. And you know, y'all know how you know. If you have a Gemini in your life, I bet you that Gemini is the best person in your whole fucking life.
I was gonna say something.
What are we gonna say? What are we gonna say? Let's enlighten the people. Let's see what you're gonna say.
You are the best thing in my life, baby.
Yeah, it's given Michael Jackson. I love touring. Michael Jackson said, "I hate to tour," and they were like, "Michael, you can't say that." He said, "But I hate it." And he said, "Okay. I love to tour."
I love Gemini's.
It's giving the hate on the line, but it's cool. It's cool. Yes, you guys, it's Gemini season. Talk to me nice, okay? Or don't talk to me at all. Mm-hmm. Next Wednesday, to be exact, is the Queen's birthday. And I'm cutting up all season long, literally all month long. So I'm in the streets. Literally in the streets. And I need someone to come get me now because it's ghetto as fuck out here.
It's ghetto, y'all.
I'm really going through it. Like, if you know, you know. And other than that, we living life on this end,
having a good time.
Literally trying to have a good time over here.
Definitely having a good time over here. My life is going great.
Yeah, no, it's definitely giving. It's giving stars aligning.
The stars are aligning.
The stars are doing what needs to be done.
Yeah. I'm getting married soon, y'all.
Let me
explain that. I met my husband. I think I told y'all this before. I did. Who was I talking to? Oh, I know who I was talking about. That boy from the library. Girl, fuck no.
Oh, you did say that.
But then I did my research.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. But the person I'm referring to now, that is my husband.
Excuse me. He listened to this? You told him we do this?
Yeah. He know we're doing an episode today.
Oh, jeez.
So he probably going.
He was like. So who your husband?
Look, I told you I asked him last night. So when we get married. I wouldn't have asked that. I've never asked that to nobody. That's how I know.
Meet me at the altar in your white dress. We ain't getting no younger, so you might as well do it. Yeah, that's what it's giving.
That's what it is.
Well, I mean, that's if he was saying it, but they don't have no bitches saying, marry me now.
Oh, no, I'm not that kind of girl.
Yeah, no. Bitch, I'm punching you.
Kick me, like, you
attack
me, bitch. Like, knock me over.
What the fuck is wrong? Bitch, I'm headbutting your ass because it's a lot of things that we can do. Bitch, and that's not one of them. It's a lot of things. I'm letting y'all know this now.
Oh my gosh.
I'm letting y'all know this now. If I ever see a bitch on down on one knee, if you ain't proposing to like your lover, like, and when I let me say this correctly. I know that they have like same sex relationships. So I expect you bitches to get down on one knee to propose to your bitch. I get that. But if a bitch proposing to a nigga, bitch, I'm punching you dead in your fucking forehead. Because what the fuck is you doing? Why is you down here embarrassing me? You making us all look bad. That's why these niggas be expecting to do literally nothing.
Nathan.
Because we ain't... Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Girl, it's just, I can...
Leave it alone.
It's like, I could visually see it.
Uh-huh.
Fun fact.
What 2 Chainz say?
What?
I can't go for that.
Can't. Ain't no way.
No can do.
So, nigga. I have the thought. I had the thought years ago. Putting myself out there, girl. Look, y'all, it literally was a thought. It was a thought. That's whenever a bitch didn't know her worth.
Like, to get on one knee?
Okay, get on... I think it's a stretch if I say get down on one knee.
So what you was gonna do?
Maybe X.
I'm so disappointed right now.
Yeah, I was very disappointed in the thought. Literally, it was a thought. It didn't even last 2 seconds in my brain. I was like, I really want him. I need this to work. Maybe I should just ask him to marry me. No, bitch.
Chrissy and Jim.
And we was far from them, bitch. Oh, God. Broke boy.
You a fucking joke boy.
Yeah. So, I don't know if many of you know. If you do, kudos, you about to hear it again. If you don't, kudos, you about to hear it for the first time. But me and my best over here, we just got back. Well, last week we had just got back from Nashville. So, we're just going to tell y'all about our trip, why we took it, and how the trip was, what we did, and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. So, this is our second annual BFF trip. And we started it last year. We went, what was it, February? Yeah. I was just going through some shit last year. And Bess was like, let's go to the Southern and Alabama State game. And I'm like, okay, cool. I need a break. So, let's go. Ended up not even going to the game because we couldn't get tickets.
Y'all, them hoes wanted us to pay. Y'all. These people wanted us to pay between $125 and $150 for season tickets.
And we were just going out there for one game.
I said, I'm coming for Southern game. They was like, yeah, I understand that, but we got to charge you. Like, we're not selling individual tickets for each games. Like, we're doing season tickets, and it's $150 for the season pass. And I looked at Bess, and I'm like, $150.
Mind you, we already on the road. In Mississippi,
we were halfway there. We were gonna jump, hop, and skip away.
We're literally, like, yeah.
And them hoes said that we was like, well,
change of plans.
And it was y'all, and it was only like 3 games last year.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, y'all not about to steal my money. I'm not about to do that. Nope. Fuck you in this game. I'll watch that shit online. That's exactly what the fuck I did.
Exactly.
Keeping up via ESPN, I think. I think one of them. Who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck. I was trying. We were just going because we needed to get the fuck out.
Yeah, we needed a fucking change of scenery. So once we we spent the weekend out in Montgomery, came back, and it felt like
life there was just lighter.
A shift. Yeah, like there's a brighter, there's a better. Like it really helped both of us. So we were like, okay, from this point on, every year, just the two of us taking the BFF trip. So this year, Bess decided on Nashville.
And y'all, this time, I needed to get the fuck up out of BR because I don't know how I can say this. It was some people that was really going to catch these hands if I wouldn't have left.
It was... life just be life.
Yeah.
And before, the one thing we aren't going to do is allow each other to get to this weird ass breaking point. Never going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to do what we got to do. And we're going to make shit better. So, went out to Nashville. And y'all, we had the time of our fucking life.
Yeah, that shit was fun as fuck, bro. That shit was fun as
fuck. Keep in mind, for weeks, we sent each other, like, lists with, like, 100 different things that you can do in Nashville. And we're like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. We can try this, too. And we're going to go here. All right, cool. Must have had picked out, like, 10 different things. What do we do? Day drink.
That's it.
Fucking day drink.
Look, look. You don't know what was my first thought. Like, with the... So, we had got there, y'all. So, we had left here, like, 4? Was it about 4?
Uh-uh. We left... about 2:30, 3 o'clock when we finally got on the road.
Okay, and we got there at 11:30, and check in was like you couldn't check in past 12 o'clock. So I think we had
30 minutes to spare.
Yeah, so we had pulled up. Must have been like 11:35, 11:40, whatever. So we go to sleep, wake up, and so first thing we do, take a shot. So we went to this place called Live Oak, and y'all. Please, please don't come for me. Don't come for my neck, because, bitch, I didn't send for you. But I didn't know Nashville was so white. Like, I knew it was white, you know? Because, I mean, it's the home of country music. I know that. But, y'all, it was giving two flies and a big bowl of milk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw a handful of black people. A handful. Okay. So, we went to Live Oak and we was drinking mimosas. Y'all, she did the mimosas right. She did the mimosas the way the mimosas was supposed to be done. But them shits was like, bing, bing, bam, bam. Like,
and they were only $3.
Yeah.
So, we was ordering doubles.
Yeah. Bitch, I had 3 total. And she, well, okay, pause.
You when had I say 3, and a single.
Yeah, that's what I mean by 3. And you had 2 doubles, doubles, honey. I said, look, miss, I don't want to be drunk going into the African American Music Museum. And if y'all ever, seriously, if y'all ever get a chance to go to Nashville, please take out the time to go to that museum, because...
Y'all, that was an experience. Oh, it was so fun.
It was great, y'all. We was in there from, I think it was from 3. That's the time I had it for, 3.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't leave till like damn near 6.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think we asked, like, how long people be in here? She was like, people be in here like 3 to 4 hours. And y'all, you can really get caught up in
really
three, 3 to 4 hours. Because it's interactive things and... You save things on your wristband, and you get a list of all the things that you saved from the exhibits and stuff like that. And there was also, like, this dancing portion that Bess wasn't supposed to record, but that hoe recorded it anyway.
Who stopped this?
Nobody.
Exactly.
But, no, I don't think she saw it.
She didn't, but whenever you said,
when you was like, yeah, I recorded the whole thing, she's like, uh-uh.
I know she was talking to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was talking to the people who went in after, and I thought they were about to record.
Nah.
Oh, damn.
I was like, well, ma'am, it's over and done with now.
Yeah.
We recorded it. And we're going to share it. And let's just stand on that.
We got to vlog, too.
Yeah, girl, that's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. But yeah, no, we were in there and we was like, excuse me, ma'am. That same lady we asked, like, where the black people be at? And she was like, right here. And downtown, because everything is downtown. Yeah, Nashville is really like, imagine Bourbon Street and Bill Street in one.
I never been on Bill Street, so I couldn't compare. But it definitely was giving bourbon.
It was a cleaner, bourbon. Bigger bourbon. Because it still smelled like bourbon, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't have been able to tell where the smell was coming from. It was really a vibe, like, all around. People was buying us. We didn't have to pay for any drinks.
When we went out, definitely did not pay for nothing.
Yeah. We had a great time. We even did karaoke. And if you know, you know, right? So we did karaoke. So so you go up there and you have to like write down what song you want to sing and the people name or whatever. So we had decided we're gonna do I Like It by Sammy. I Like It by Sammy. The I Like the Way You Look at Me. That Sammy, right? Y'all go up there and I'm just like, Callie and Missy, I Like It by Sammy. He said, oh, I don't think I have that. I said, excuse me? He said, yeah, I don't think I even have that artist. What's the name? I said, Sammy, S-A-M, y'all. He typed in S-A-M. It had Sam. It had Sammy with a Y. They didn't have Sammy with an I-E. I said, well, you don't have I Like It by Sammy. That's cool. What about No Scrubs by TLC? Oh, yeah, I have that. Fucking course you do. So let me change that out right quick. We go up the... No, I don't want your number. No, I'm... Whatever the other fucking words is. I can't think right now. I'm half fucking sleepy anyway, bitch. So then later on, we start drinking some more. And I was like, bitch, like, we ought to do another one. And tell me... Okay, now tell me this. Tell me if you felt the same thing. Whenever we had walked in, again, two flies and a big ass bowl of milk. And it had a black bartender. He was so fine. But anyway, we go in there and the white man is like, y'all have got to go up there and perform.
Probably because they knew we wasn't going to do no country shit. Okay. They needed some excitement in there.
Okay, it was...
You got a maybe different vibe?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't
giving... Nigga me, please. I want the blackness. I want the black. See, I guess but I'm not a friendly person. Like, if I don't know you, I'm not friendly at all. Like, you're going to think I'm the biggest bitch, and I am. But, like, because I give people just mad stush. And so he's just like, oh, yeah, can y'all please, please go up there and perform. Please, please. Yeah, I'm just looking like, me are.
I didn't get that.
Bitch, I don't know. I just don't do well with shit like that. That's just not my steez, though. Like,
I didn't, even though it was definitely like palm colored country.
Yeah.
I didn't get no weird vibes like the whole weekend.
Really?
Really. You did?
No, I don't think, I think a lot of, this is not about to be a race thing, but I think a lot of white people lack self awareness, because it's like you begging me to barbecue for you.
I'm weak.
It's like you begging me to like fry some chicken and cut up some watermelon for you.
Shit.
Like chitlin circuit type shit.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm just like, oh yo, this nigga is crazy. Like these folks crazy as a bitch coming up in here asking, please, please. Like, it just seemed urgent to me. Uh-huh. And so that's why I was just like,
bitch, maybe it's the mimosas on me then. I
don't know, because, you know, I wasn't that tipsy or anything like that. So I was just, cool. This is why it's so hard for me to meet people, because I'd be so.
Yeah.
Y'all, please don't. Listen. If you want me to say something now, but if you do, please don't come up to me with no weird shit.
If you want my best, really let her know now, because
I'm really about to act up.
The game got double dates planned and she can't even come.
Oh, I'm going. I'm going. I'm just gonna sit there like, this cute. Y'all cute. Y'all cute or whatever. But that's
so funny.
But yeah, no, anyway, so that was my like interpretation of that. But yeah, then we went up there and fucking performed Wipe Me Down.
Why did we do that?
Look, he's like, I said, hey, yo, I went up there, I said, it's getting, nah, I'm tipsy at this, like, oh, tipsy, bitch. Because I was trying to stick with one color, if you know. You know why I had to stick with one color. Mm-hmm. So I go up there and I was like, oh, you got a little Boosie. I said, you got Wipe Me Down. He was like, my little Boosie? I said, yes. He was like, yeah, I got that. Now, sir, how the fuck you got Wipe Me Down and don't have I Like It?
Right.
Weird. Sure. Sure. So we went up there and we just, I'm on. Wipe it out. Like, yeah. Shut shit down. And after that, we left. Oh, and these other men, older men, came and was talking to us. One man was snaggled the fuck tooth. Looked like he just got done snorting up a motherfucking line. Then the other man, he was very handsome, but he was old.
Yeah.
He was old. He was, he had to be mixed with something. But he was like, what y'all drinking on? I'm just like, are you about to go get our drinks? And he went and got our drinks, and I'm just like.
And I'm telling Beth, because we.
I'm on high alert, yeah. Bitch. My eyes like this.
Now, we know bar etiquette. We really do. But I think it was just our placement in the bar, yeah, and then where the actual bar was. Yeah. We couldn't, like, because he was like, okay, what y'all drinking? I'm going to go get y'all some drinks.
And I didn't even know what I was drinking.
Right.
So he just bought me something back. I said, anything with vodka.
And baby, we looking, making sure he don't try to roofie us and no shit like
we
that.
We looking just like this. Well, y'all can't fucking see. So, but we own it. You know how Raven Simone be having them visions and she be like stuck and she getting ready to, you know, everybody be like, Ray, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, of course, no visions, but just looking. I like, what the fuck he about to do? Bitch, no, we good.
And it was just so awkward. It was like, the other man was just sitting there. And then he called them over. Yeah.
I said, bitch, they really trying to drug us. Bitch, I don't think you understand how, like, I was looking over my shoulder.
I was nervous, bitch.
I was looking over my shoulder. I was like, this nigga need to hear him go to work.
Yeah.
It was 7:45. I said, sir, that's a long-ass walk.
Yeah.
8 o'clock, you need to go clock in.
But he bought us drinks, yeah. And he told us the spot to go to because I wanted to ride the mechanical bull.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody didn't want to. So we ended up, once we left that bar, we hung out there for a bit, got tipsy.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up going to, I forgot the name of it.
Hmm?
I forgot the name of that place he told us to go to.
Beaver Dam, yeah. Beaver Wall, Beaver Dam, Beaver Road, some shit like
that.
Oh,
we skipped the whole bar. We skipped Nudies.
Oh, yeah, we went to Nudies, y'all, and met some people from fucking Gretna. Gretna, Louisiana, if you don't know where the fuck that is. But
they bought us drinks there.
Yeah. And,
bruh, I don't know what it is about Nashville bars, but they Vegas bombs.
Oh, them shit's
the
good.
The truth.
Okay. The first one that we had at Nudies, yeah. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
That was probably the best Vegas bomb I'd have had.
Literally, y'all, this whole trip was 1800.
And Vegas bombs.
Mimosas and Vegas bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And vibes. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And pizza. But we gonna get to that.
Yeah, honey. We gonna get to the motherfucking pizza, okay?
So we went to Nudies, then we went to karaoke, then we went to Beaver Dam.
Yeah, y'all, karaoke was called Wannabes.
Wannabes, yeah. So Nudies, Wannabes, Beaver Dam.
Yeah.
And let me tell y'all how I did on the mechanical bull.
I really hope that you... It's like I was telling you how to do it in my head.
I know what to do.
I was just like, please let her go with the flow
I know
of the...
You saw me!
No! But no, this is the thing. I'm thinking it. I'm like... She gotta go with the flow of the... Because a lot of people be trying to do their own thing.
Yeah.
You gotta go with the flow, baby!
Listen.
Hmm.
Okay.
Period.
I know what I'm doing.
That's it. That's it. That's all.
Surprisingly enough, I lasted the longest on that fucking bull out of everybody up there.
Exactly. I don't know. One man got up there after you and he had fell face first.
Yeah.
And dude was like, no, go ahead, go back. Go back.
And then
you
went up there 3 seconds. But.
That. My man was literally just flying off.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I'm going to post a video so y'all can see. I've been holding off on it, but I did my shit.
Yeah, no. We need to go ahead and just post all the shit on there. After we left there, we had went to this place. It's like, I remember you mentioning it, but I was like, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. So she was like, let's go to Slim and Huskies. And I'm like, okay, let's see. Oh, it's a 7-minute walk. Y'all, Nashville got fucking heels.
Yeah.
Y'all. Bring your fucking walking shoes because the feet will be hurting, okay? And it was hot. It felt like Louisiana heat up there. So we go to Slim and Huskies, and I'm walking. I'm like, oh, this is the place she was telling me about. So Slim and Huskies is a black owned pizza place. Imagine, I don't know if lit pizza is anywhere else, but people in Louisiana, y'all know what lit pizza is. Imagine lit pizza, but 10 times better and blacker. Cool. Yes. So you go in there and they like, do you want a Slim or a Husky? I'm like, I guess a Slim. So they just have this little sheet and you just tell them what you want or whatever. And they put it in there and cook it. Child, they cut it up and it's in the, what shape is that?
A oval.
Not much. It's an eclipse. Eclipse. The that's a size, a shape.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe I'm thinking 3D, but it's an eclipse is a long ass oval, whatever. So anyway, we get that or whatever, and y'all, they cut it up in like 8 sections or whatever, and y'all, everything was cooked. When I tell you cooked, like well done cooked. Not given, oh, I got raw fucking piece of spinach on my fucking pizza, like lip pizza will do me. No, bitch, everything was cooked. Was cut perfectly. Cheese pulling, you know? Y'all, we got back to that room. We ain't been the same since.
Y'all, talk about tweaking. That pizza was so fucking good.
Y'all, that was the best pizza. That was really the best pizza. And then, so that was day one. Day two, y'all, we so fucking stupid. This is Saturday. We go to this place called Hopsmith. We go to this place called Hopsmith and do brunch. Y'all.
Tell them about the setup first.
Of Hopsmith. So it's 3 fucking floors in that bitch. You walk in on the second floor, y'all. You walk up the stairs. You gotta walk up the stairs to get into the place. You get into the establishment, and so they're like, "Oh, you gotta wait." Da da da. Get back in there again, having to walk up fucking stairs in the middle of fucking 90-degree weather heat, and get up there. And so she was like, "Okay, we're gonna bring you downstairs, y'all." I just knew I was in the Rosa Parks section of the fucking establishment, because what the fuck is this? What in the color people section is this?
And it was literally
color people
down there. But that bitch was a vibe.
It was. Y'all, it was, imagine like an intimate bar. Yeah. Like an intimate space. It was probably like 3 or 4 tables down there. And one lady was bartending, like handing out everything, was serving everything. Pregnant. And all. And I hope she have a healthy baby. Mm-hmm. I hope she have a healthy pregnancy. Continue to have a healthy pregnancy. And continue to have, be blessed and be healthy. And have a help, a great labor delivery. All that shit. You deserve it, sis. I know you ain't listening. But you fucking deserve it, girl. Anyway. So we get down and she walking us down. And we like, oh, downstairs? And she said, yeah. At least the air is better down here. Like, you'll be able to feel the air more.
And it really was.
Yeah, it was fun. So we asked for we just got mimosas, whatever.
It was like
2 for $30, was it?
Something like that.
Yeah, 2 for $30, 32 or something like that. So we get that. Y'all. Toe up.
Picture the setting. 2 best friends, 2 bottles of mimosas, and a flight of juices.
Oh, y'all. Grapefruit? Get you some grapefruit juice and some champagne? Bitch, life changing, honey. Do you understand me? So good.
You know how I know we was lit up in there? I told Beth, I said, quick, what do you call mimosa mixed with cranberry juice? And she looked at me like, if this bitch don't shut up, she said, a poinsettia.
It was like,
I don't know why I was expecting you to not know the answer.
As many poinsettias as we be drinking over here.
Man.
It was given you're trying to play me. It's given she's a dumb bitch.
It's okay, bro. It's okay.
Yeah, hey, we all have our moments, and I'm always here to, like, let a bitch know.
Yeah. But, yeah, they had the music going in there. They had, like, a little photo shoot area.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know how we even walked down the street.
Right. And then back.
In one piece.
I don't know. So from Hopsmith, we went down a couple buildings.
Bitch, that was a lot of buildings. Kung Fu Saloon.
Kung Fu Saloon. And it's like a low-key Dave and Buster's kind of. Barcadia, if you've ever been to Barcadia, it's like that. They had, like, outside games and outside seats and stuff. You know, adult shit. But they had, like, all the inside games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, racing, skee-ball, basketball. Literally, all that shit. We got in there. What did we do? Get more Vegas bombs. As if we did not just drink 2 bottles of fucking mimosas. Champagne. Right. Yeah. Got more Vegas bombs. Start playing games. this is how you know it's an adult bar. The little claw game machine was full of sex toys.
Oh, yeah. I should have tried to get one.
You should have.
I don't even think.
Oh, well. It's okay. And all the games were free because of the national coin shortage.
Yeah, he was like, the bank don't give us no more coins. So all you have to do is just press that little red button and you're going to have to play. So 22 out of the 30 games here is free. It was a vibe.
That was a plus. Yeah, we spent a good bit of time there.
It was a vibe. Walked back to the car. We had a fucking full-blown, like, concert, all that other shit in the parking lot. And we went to this pop-up shop type of thing. It was called Shop Black City Tour.
Yeah.
It was their third annual thing. So they, like, go to different cities and things of that nature. So it was in Nashville. And y'all, them people took my motherfucking money.
This girl blew a bag. And I kept telling her, best, let's just go. Bitch, you would have thought we was at the casino. She did not want to leave.
It was really, I guess I don't go to pop-up shops. Uh-huh. Like, I don't do shit like that because, I just don't do that because I don't be really like fucking with people like that. I'd rather do it outside of the state than inside. But
yeah,
I think I'm going to go to my homegirl one next weekend.
Who?
No, this weekend, this Sunday.
Who got a pop-up shop?
Courtney.
Oh, yeah, she does. Shout out to Court.
Yeah. At the Grind, ain't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you're not doing anything, come to the Grind. Sunday at, I think it's 4 to 6 or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, come through and go see our girl.
Yep.
So, anyway, we went and bought, like, these candles that melt and you can use it, like, as, you can put, wipe it on yourself or some shit like that. Girl, I ain't burnt mine yet.
I don't think I got that.
No, you got the crystals.
Yeah.
Then it was this couple, they was husband and wife, must have been, and they were selling, like, body scrubs and powders and stuff like that and bath bombs. And I said, well, okay, well, give me it was a lavender body scrub. And I was like, yeah, give me that.
Great.
And I said, yeah, no, run me that. And they was like, oh, you taking the last one. Oh, fucking well, give it to me now. And they was like, no, we gonna need it. You're going to have to make some more, babes, because you're not getting this back. You're not getting it back. And it was super cheap. And they also had shower steamers. Oh, and I want to try that. I'm going to do that soon. Also, I didn't have my bonnet with me. I didn't have my bonnet with me at all.
Y'all asked her what she was putting on her head.
Judge your mother and not me. We all, be forgetting things sometimes. But I was using my shorts, and I was tying it up with my scrunchie, making it look like I was giving very much so Erykah Badu with shorts on my head.
Very much so.
Hey, like I said, judge your mother, not me.
Mind y'all, we still drunk at this point.
Y'all, we tipsy. Like I don't know if we gonna put them videos in a vlog for y'all. The shit that we were talking in the video. Y'all, the shit talking was astronomically
Bruh. I remember one thing I said for sure.
What you said?
When I text you. When we got back to the room, I'm going to say it when we get to that part.
Okay.
But something wrong with me. For real.
So it's so funny. So
but mind you, at this point, we were supposed to get gas before we even left for the day, y'all. So we ride around this foreign ass city in a rental. With no gas.
Yo,
we are gas under- light on.
I was like, damn, we really, it's like every time we remember, we was like, damn, we really don't have no gas. I said, damn, we really is just going off vibes. Like,
we were just a vibe.
It really was. It was like, shit, we got 30 miles. We good. We got it. Shit, whatever. So I ended up buying me a bonnet out there. My homegirl said it don't come off. And guess what? It don't come off. T-bundles. I think it's TB bundles or some shit like that. Shout out to you, girl. Then this one man was trying to get me to buy an oil diffuser so he can give me some free oil. Sir, give me that rub-on oil. Oh, honey, I can't wait to go on a date so I can rub that on. Because it's giving... It's giving... Bitch, you're gonna get fucked if you use it.
No, I'm not trying to do that this soon.
You need to pace it then.
Yeah. I ain't gonna use it.
Yeah, no. Don't worry about it. Because I'm telling you, you're gonna get fucked if you wear it. Yeah, so whoever wanna have first date. Yeah. So anyway, I'm joking, y'all. I'm really not like this in real life. Who knows? So yeah, she was like, yes, bitch, like we need to go. We gotta go now. And end up going, leaving, got back in the car. Now, y'all, we kind of like, it seemed like we was in the hood, but it's like, where the hood niggas at?
Right.
Where they at? I see all these like fast-ass cars, but where the hood niggas at that are of age?
Yeah, because we saw some young hood niggas.
Yeah, and that's like the problem. That's the problem. It's a whole bunch of 18-year-old hood niggas. Y'all really be risking it all, and I ain't got time for that. I need me a smart hood nigga. You know,
just a little thing.
We gotta be equally yoked, man. Yeah. So, anyway, that's besides the point. We get back in the car, and she goes, "Y'all, we are singing FNF."
We were,
yeah.
Oh, but y'all remember this?
I'm FREE, fuck nigga free.
I don't remember us singing this.
You were really drunk then.
Did I say something? Oh, no, God.
I have videos, though.
Okay.
It was like, my ratchet ass friends, yeah. I have videos.
I'm trying to record.
And that's
these.
When you did the ending. You was like, what the fuck she said at the end? Stand up. Well, I know we both said, stand up.
Talking about we not humping.
No, not. Oh, okay. That was that one then too, but no, it was another one. We also did fuck nigga free. Okay, which one are you not remembering?
Either, bitch. I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Videos. Wow, y'all. And guess what? She was the one driving.
But we're allowed to tell the story, and nothing happened, obviously. Listen, so
we here.
Damn, that's crazy.
Wow. We had a great time.
Yeah, because I'm really stumped. Like, because I remember.
Do you remember what you said in that video?
No. I don't remember us making no videos.
I have a plethora.
Oh, my God.
A plethora. So what you said in that video? What you remember that you said?
I don't remember no videos. I remember saying something at the room.
Oh, you remember that in the room. I have no on candy.
I said it.
You said it in the video.
About if it was a shark?
Yeah.
Oh, I...
Y'all, okay, I'll have to show her the video whenever we get off of here.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's very much so funny. That's crazy. Yeah, so we had to end up trying to go find a fucking gas station. First one we went to, Y'all. Were we in Euphoria or what? So.
No, seriously.
We pull up at a gas station. And she like, I gotta go to the restroom. You know, just pump the gas. So I'm like trying to pay for it or whatever. Why it's not going through? So I'm walking to the door trying to pay inside. And that nigga, it's a white man out there saying, they close. Sir, they close. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. This nigga, right. This shit open. So Ben's like knocking on the door. Bam, 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 bam. And so he's like, we close. And she was like, y'all closed. And he was like, yeah, I ain't got no money. Like, I don't have no money in the drawer or some shit like that. And I've been trying to call the manager, and the manager ain't been here. Why the fuck are you still here? Cut the lights off. It's this bitch's clothes.
Right. I said, well, can I use the bathroom? No. The fuck?
It was giving setup. So we was leaving, and I said, bitch, did you see that man had a gun on him? And she was like, who had a gun on him? I said, the man that was standing outside next to you that whole entire time had a gun on him, girl. She's like, oh, girl, no, I didn't see that. Anyway, let's go to the find a fucking gas station. So we ended up getting gas, child. And went back to the room, slept 2 to 3 hours.
We were not supposed to do that, y'all. Because we were supposed to go back to Slim and Huskies.
But the way that Sky opened up and started pouring... I said, oh, baby, fuck no. We ain't going nowhere, not right now. She was like, wake me up at 9 o'clock. All right, no problem. It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring. And, well, she's over there snoring. And I'm just like, Bez.
Do you have videos of me sleep too?
No, I just have a picture of you sleep.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, Bez, like, it's raining. And he was like, it's raining hard. I was like, no, not right now. Okay. And then roll back up and go back to sleep. So, mind you, we were supposed to have gone back to Slim and Huskies because we had fell in love with the pizza. Y'all, we went to, she woke up and we went to Slim and Huskies in a different location because it's raining. We ain't got no umbrella. We ain't got no rain jacket. We ain't got nothing. So, we pulled up to the place. And it's saying they do desserts, some type of dessert.
Cinnamon rolls.
Well, what do they call it?
I don't remember.
I don't either. I just remember how it looked. And that was on the building. And I said, well, they got Slim and Huskies, but that's a food truck. And she was like, okay, well, let's just go up. And I was like, it's closed. Awkward silence. So we get up and we go to the damn door of the establishment. And he telling us to go to the fucking window. We go to the window. And we like, yo, like, you know, we're trying to get a pizza. Is it too late to order a pizza? Yeah. So you called us over here for what? Like, why are we doing this, sir? So we couldn't get no pizza. So we just went to Bar Louie's. I think that's when all my frustration started to show because that's type of shit that I don't like. Now y'all know how it is when you go to a bar. You sit at the bar and you're just chilling. You waiting for the fucking bartender, whoever, to, you know, see if you need anything, how you doing, all that other shit.
To simply fucking acknowledge you.
Yeah, we had sat there for, and I may be dragging it, but it felt like we were sitting there for 15 fucking minutes and that man didn't say nothing to us. He looking me in my fucking face. Yeah, I'm getting pissed off again. He looking me in my fucking face and not acknowledging our presence. Mm-hmm. And I told Bess, I said, bitch, we gonna sit here for another 5 fucking minutes. And if that bitch don't say nothing, we getting our fucking asses up and getting the fuck out this place. So then his other homeboy had came or whatever. He was like, you know, we a little short staffed and we a little run behind in the kitchen. Just give me a minute and I'll be right with you. All right, thank you, sir. Just bring us water in the meantime. Then that's when that stupid, ugly-ass, dumb-ass bitch want to come. It's a man I'm talking about. He was like, have y'all been helped? Yes. You can fucking get. And Bess was like, we haven't been helped. I said, that other man came over here and told us what the fuck was going on. Fuck him.
Oh, shit.
So, that's whenever some other niggas was sitting over there, and they was like, he asked us what we was about to drink.
Yeah. So, yeah, we say Vegas bomb. He's like, hold the fuck up. What's in the Vegas bomb? What's that? Apparently, niggas don't know what that is. And it was a dude's birthday. And he, if that's how I look after I have a hangover.
Yeah, dude was out of here.
He was eating spinach dip. And I'm just like, how the fuck can you eat that with your stomach like that, sir? You just had a hungover. But whatever. A hangover. because, bitch, apparently I'm hungover.
Fucking crazy.
So, end up just getting the shots or whatever. And they end up paying for them. Again, we ain't pay for shit. And I was like, I think Bess was like, are you hungry? And I was like, not for real. Like, I can eat, but I'm not hungry. And we went to sleep. Went back to the room, went to
sleep. So, keep this in mind, y'all. This is still Saturday. Mm-hmm. We ate one time.
We ate at... we ate at 2:00. And didn't eat anything else the rest of the day. We drank
all day.
Judge your mother, not us.
So, again. That said, y'all, I thought I was going to go to the fucking urgent care that night. I didn't know what was going on. Like, I could not sleep. Best over there sleeping peacefully.
Bitch, I was counting fucking cows jumping over the moon, bitch. I was sleeping like, good.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I was dehydrated. It had to have been that. But I was in pain, like, sick as a dog. And I'm like, oh my God, like, Bess can't hear this because she gonna start tripping. But
yeah, I know. It's two things I don't fuck with. I don't fuck with nigga shit, and I don't fuck with throw up. Yes.
And then, the whole subject is nasty, but it wasn't like my previous birthday.
Yeah.
It was, no. But it was still like, okay.
It was unsettling.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking like, how did this happen? Like, I'm thinking my fucking appendix is rupturing or something. Like, I was really in pain. And Bess had no idea. Like, she's literally just in the other bed, knocked out. I'm struggling. But it was cool. Woke up.
She made it through. God
bless. Got me some liquid IV. Shook back. Mm-hmm. Then, before we got on the road, we went to
Slim and Huskies. Went and got our fucking pizza on the road, yes. Bitch. And I came home. I said, I'm going to eat this pizza when I get home. Got home, and I put that bitch in the oven. And, bitch, it was so good.
It was delicious. I had ate mine the next day.
Oh, it was so good. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, please go to Slim and Huskies. But we say all this to say, like, it's great to just be able to relax, relate, and release, bitch. Because
yeah,
I'm not gonna even hold y'all. I've been going through it this month. This month has been a lot for me. Like yeah, yeah. I'm not saying I ain't cutting nobody off, but I done had to remove myself. And I had to remove myself because I was getting ready to spaz. Like, that's how fucked up I was, like, mentally. Like, I was getting ready to lose it on everybody. Like, all somebody had to say was, bro, the sun is really shining today. And I would have said, I don't give a fuck. And I don't know why the fuck you telling me that stupid ass, dumb ass shit when I can clearly see it my fucking self.
That was really her energy, like.
Yeah, I told the group chat, don't fucking hit me up. Don't text me separately. Don't do none of that shit because I'm fine. And I said it. That was the tone.
I know.
I'm fine. Don't text me.
I know.
There's no shade to any of them, like, or anything like that, because it's nothing that anybody did me. It was a simple fact of I can't.
And sometimes that's all it is. Sometimes you really just can't do the day-to-day shit. Like, yeah, I just couldn't. Can't do it.
I'm going off of people at work, y'all. Like, I just couldn't do it. And I said, and the energy that I was giving was really like, fuck all this shit and fuck everybody that got anything to do with this mm-hmm. shit. I can't fuck with the repetitive shit. If it don't fucking concern me, I don't want to hear about this shit.
none of this is going to make me money shit. None of this is going to bring me peace of mind right. shit. Like, all of that was, like, if it didn't bring me happiness or bring me peace of fucking mind, yeah, no, I had to get rid of it.
And that's all it is sometimes. Just.
I had to.
Like, do what you got
to
do.
I had to because, one, nobody going to be my friend no more.
I was still going to be her friend.
Child, I even told her, I'm fine, but I'll hit you up later.
And what did I do? All
right. I was like, hey, Vess, how are you today? I'm fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
I started not to text you back because I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, I just needed a moment.
Like,
I needed.
Who is this?
I needed a moment.
I could tell, but I didn't think that you were just going to come back all bubbly and cheery that soon. I was just like.
I was good.
I definitely was thinking. Y'all, it was so bad. All this happened before we even left.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking, well, maybe we're not going after all.
Hey, look. This all happened the week of her sister's party. And mm-hmm. I had to make the spinach dip. So, I was
I knew that spinach dip without the
question. So, I was like, yeah, like, you know, how much I need to make for spinach dip? She was like, oh, I didn't even think we was getting any.
I had that
etched
out of my head, child.
I said I was gonna do it, so I'm gonna do it. So, like, how much I need to make? And that's exactly what the fuck I did. I made the fucking spinach dip. Like, even though I was looking forward to that, mm-hmm. but I just couldn't, I couldn't fake it no more. Like, I was really at my wit's end.
Yeah.
But that's because I couldn't verbally say what the fuck was going on with me. Because, again, I ain't trying to tell everybody everything that I'm working on because I believe in moving in silence. And so I've seen that even if I make a statement about certain things, it's like, shit just don't be going right. So what I was like, okay, bitch, we just not gonna say anything, but we need to see what everything looking like. And I couldn't see what everything was looking like because I didn't have all the information that I needed to see what the fuck everything was looking like, you know. And this is for me, not like anybody else, but I was very stressed out. And it seems like when I get stressed, I feel like what animal is backed in the corner and they start fighting? What they say, like, don't corner.
The answer I'm gonna say, I know is wrong. Like, what? I know is, I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna embarrass myself on here.
Okay, imagine cornering like a lion or a tiger or something.
Oh, yeah, my answer was definitely way off.
And they just start like losing their shit. Cause, mm-hmm. bitch, why are you cornering me? That's how it felt like mentally and physically to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to also think about, like, my therapist was like, oh, you know, we have a cap, like, emotionally, like, emotional stuff and mental things that we as people have a cap on day to day. Yeah, I was being drained. I felt like everybody was draining me. So I was like, bitch, if I can't have it for myself, I'm not about to give it all to everybody else. Fuck right. y'all. Respectfully, but fuck y'all. Period. And I've been enjoying my peace. I've learned
your solitude.
And I've learned that I need to establish boundaries, and we talked about this before. But I need to establish boundaries when it comes to the people in my life. I think whenever people, it's fine to have a soundboard, but I just can't take on what you got going on all the time. Like, because I got shit that I'm fighting too. And I'm not about to tell you anything, but I if you start going on, like, going off, doing all this, I'm just have to say, listen, no offense, but I just really can't take it. I can't. Love you. The love hasn't changed, yeah. But I have to establish something because I'm not trying to leave here heavier.
Yeah.
Than when I came.
And when shit get like that, like, it's okay to take a break. That's gonna be the title of this episode. It's okay to take a break.
Yeah. Give me a break.
But where I was going with that was, you don't want to not separate yourself and not take a break, because when you start feeling all that shit, the smallest thing can be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Right, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That camel's motherfucking wobbling,
That's why I'm just be, you know, going ghost sometimes, because it's like, with me going through my own shit, like, I don't want to jeopardize my relationships with my friends and my family, like, the people who really love me and fuck with me and care about me. I don't want to jeopardize that, especially when no one's done me anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just better that I separate myself, figure out what the fuck is going on with me,
mm-hmm.
work on me, and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all it is.
I don't know if I'm gonna come back though. I enjoy it too much.
I know. Once you get comfortable, no, seriously, like after this wedding, the wedding was beautiful. Shout out to my brother and sister. Oh, love y'all so much.
Congratulations.
But no. After, girl, I was a crying fool yesterday, but we don't even gotta talk about that. But, I lost my train of thought. What was I about to say?
God, I gotta get comfortable.
Oh, getting comfortable in your solitude. I was saying, like, after the wedding, after your birthday, oh, I'm going back into my hole. I don't want to leave out this house.
No, not at all.
I've been outside too much. I've been spending too much fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
I need a break.
Give me a break. Do you know that show?
I've heard this.
I can't think of that lady's name. I see her face. She was a black maid in so many words. She was a comedian. I can't think of her name. This is going to bother me. I'll figure it out. But yeah, no, I definitely enjoy, like, I be talking to my mom about it, and she's just like, well, sometimes it be like that, Kelly.
So yeah.
And I'm like, duh, girl. And we've been talking, though. Like, that's my homegirl. Hey, girl. I know you're not listening, but hey, girl. Hey, y'all.
I'm just going to tell y'all a joke. Let me find it.
Do y'all watch Legendary? Okay, I'm gonna go into it if y'all haven't caught up. But we'll spill once the last episode come on. Naomi said it's gonna be 3 episodes this week, and then the finale will be next week.
I wonder why they're releasing it like this.
They're trying to get an Emmy.
Mm. Okay.
Is it Emmy? Yeah, I think that's what she said.
I cannot find this. But I was watching, what's the name of that show? The Weakest Link. You know, I love my fucking game shows. I don't know if you saw me tweet this, but, you know, Jane Lynch is the host. So, the question was, Graco Snuglock isn't a Harry Potter villain, but is a part of what infant safety device? Why did the girl say Lord of the Rings?
Wait, say it again?
Miss.
I don't watch Harry Potter, so I think I'm missing the joke.
Graco Snuglock isn't a Harry Potter villain, but is a part of what infant safety device?
Oh, okay. And she said Lord of the Rings?
She said Lord of the Rings.
Bitch, you're dumb.
Best. I ain't laughed that hard in I don't know how long, bitch. I was up in there crying laughing.
But no, seriously, what the... You said safety net?
The Graco Snuglock.
Is that for the
Car seat? Yeah.
Lord of the Rings? You're embarrassing.
Girl.
Embarrassing.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. It took me a minute, y'all. Sorry.
You're a little slow too. It's okay.
If y'all are doing anything, y'all should really watch Stranger Things if you haven't caught up. Because it didn't make no sense for me to be crying at 2:00 this morning about Stranger Things. Bitch, I just knew my girl was gonna be gone. My girl was up there. I said, oh my God, they got her. They got her. Come on, you gotta fight, girl. You gotta fight. And my girl jumped up out of that. I said, I know that's right. Literally wiping my eyes like, oh my God.
You're crying.
I'm sorry?
said, you're such a crier. This is very disturbing.
But she was crying and this is us. What's going on?
Because that's real life.
What?
That's real life scenario. So Stranger Things, no.
Okay, so you wouldn't cry on Grey's Anatomy? You would. You would bawl like a fucking baby.
Watch your tone.
You will bawl.
Watch your fucking tone.
You will be crying. That's why I can't watch This Is Us.
We're finna get off of y'all because we got to talk some shit amongst ourselves. But I want to show you this because this is very disturbing.
Okay.
Oh, you can keep going. We're going to end. But
girl, I saw that. Look, girl. We about to be messy as a bitch, y'all. But we love y'all.
We love y'all. Take a break. It's okay to take a break.
Give me a break.
I don't know why she keeps saying this.
Y'all, I gotta go home and watch the show. But no, seriously. Please be easy on yourself. No Adele. And seriously, it's okay to just take a step back and just be one with yourself. Figure out where you are mentally, physically, emotionally, things of that nature. And yeah. Oh, also, it's Gemini season. Bless the Gemini this month. The May Geminis ain't got shit on us. I don't give a fuck if you are May Gemini, you ain't shit. But the June Geminis really is hitting. And that's no shade to the ones to the May Geminis I actually like. Y'all cool. But them other ones that I don't fuck with, you know who the fuck you is, bitch. Anyway.
On that note, we're going to wrap this up.
Anyway,
take a road trip with your best friend.
Yes, y'all should really do that.
Definitely bonding moments for us. Yeah. As if we don't bond already, but it just made it better.
Yeah.
Per usual.
It was giving judgment-free aura.
This is really Molly and Issa in real life.
Yeah.
We are them. They are us.
Yeah.
That's my bitch. Five ever.
Period.
But anywho.
We hope you all enjoyed and see you next time. Bye.